Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
Welcome to a new episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. I'm your host, Dr. J, proudly representing Writers ER, where we empower PhD learners on their journey through academic writing and research. Today, we're diving into a crucial aspect of your dissertation journey: strategies for streamlining data gathering and interpretation. Think of this journey like assembling a puzzle. You have all these pieces: data, theories, literature, and it's your task to piece them together into a coherent, impactful dissertation. The key to this puzzle? Efficient data gathering and interpretation. It's the foundation upon which your entire research stands. Let me share a quick story. I remember working with a doctoral student, brilliant in her field, but struggling to collect and interpret her data. She was overwhelmed, not knowing where to start or how to proceed. It's a common challenge, one that many of you might be facing right now. But don't worry, that's exactly what we're tackling today. We're here to turn what seems like a mountain into manageable steps. So grab your notebook and let's embark on this practical journey together. By the end of this episode, you'll have a clear roadmap for efficient data collection and analysis, setting you on the path to a successful dissertation completion. Let's get started. All right, let's dive deeper into our data gathering strategies. Remember, this is the foundation of your dissertation. Getting it right is crucial. So we've talked about choosing between qualitative and quantitative methods. Let me give you a quick example to clarify. Imagine you're researching job satisfaction. If you go qualitative, you might conduct in-depth interviews, really getting into the nitty-gritty of people's experiences. But if you choose quantitative, you might send out a survey with scaled questions like rating satisfaction from 1 to 10. Each method gives you different insights. The key? Align it with your research objectives. Now, onto those efficiency tips. Digital tools are game changers. Imagine you're conducting surveys. There are platforms out there that not only help you design your survey, but also distribute it and even analyze the responses. And for qualitative research, think about transcription software. It turns hours of interview recordings into text in a fraction of the time it'd take you to do it manually. These tools aren't just time savers, they boost the accuracy of your data. And let's not forget about setting realistic goals. This can't be stressed enough. It's easy to get ambitious, wanting to gather mountains of data, but that can lead to burnout or data overload. Set small, achievable targets. Maybe it's collecting a certain number of survey responses each week, or completing a set number of interviews. This approach keeps you on track without the overwhelm. A quick note on ethical considerations. This is more than just ticking boxes on a form. It's about respect and integrity. If you're gathering data from people, you're stepping into their world. Their privacy, their rights, and their well-being should always be front and center. If there's even a hint of doubt about the ethics of your method, take a step back and reassess. Remember, the validity of your research hinges on how ethically you've gathered your data. So, to wrap up this segment, remember, choose your methods based on your research question. Embrace digital tools to save time and enhance accuracy. Set achievable goals and always, always adhere to ethical standards. Doing this sets a solid foundation for your dissertation. Now, let's delve into something that can really make or break your dissertation: interpreting your data. This part of your journey is all about making sense of the information you've collected. It's like decoding a secret message. Exciting, right? Let's unpack this together. We start with data analysis basics. Here's the thing: data interpretation doesn't have to be daunting. It's about finding the story your data is trying to tell. For qualitative data, it's like piecing together a narrative. You look for recurring themes or opinions in your interviews or observations. It's about understanding the why behind the data. With quantitative data, it's more about the what. You're looking for trends, anomalies, or correlations in your numbers. It's a bit like detective work, searching for clues in your data that answer your research questions. Now, on to using software tools. There's a whole world of data analysis software out there, tailored for beginners and experts alike. These tools can take the heavy lifting out of data analysis. They sort, code, and even visualize data for you. Think about software that can create graphs, pie charts, or heat maps from your data. It's not just about making your data look good, it's about revealing patterns and insights in a way that's easy to understand. And the best part? Most of these tools come with tutorials and online support. So, even if you're new to data analysis, these tools have got your back. Let's talk a bit more about staying objective in data interpretation. This is crucial for the credibility of your research. It's easy to fall into the trap of seeing what you want to see in your data. To avoid this, approach your data with a question, not an answer. Be open to what the data is actually saying, not what you hoped it would say. Another good practice is to have someone else review your analysis. Sometimes a fresh pair of eyes can spot biases or assumptions you might have missed. And don't forget, interpreting data is iterative. You might need to go back and forth, re-examining your data as you gain more understanding. It's a process of discovery. Each pass through your data can reveal new insights or raise new questions. Embrace this as part of the journey. So remember these key points. Simplify your approach to data interpretation. Use software tools to assist you, and always strive for objectivity. By doing this, you're not just analyzing data, you're uncovering the story behind your research. And that's what makes a dissertation powerful and compelling. In this segment, we're exploring how collaboration can seriously up your research game. It's about bringing minds together to achieve more. Let's get into it. First, let's discuss the critical role of collaboration in research. Think of collaboration as a multiplier of ideas and efforts. It's about bringing together different viewpoints, areas of expertise, and methods. This diversity is especially powerful in research, where complex problems often require multifaceted solutions. By collaborating, you can tackle these problems from various angles, leading to more robust and insightful outcomes. It's like putting together a jigsaw puzzle with team members who each hold different pieces of the picture. Now, onto the practical side, tools for teamwork. The digital age has blessed us with an array of tools that make collaboration not just possible, but highly efficient. From cloud-based document sharing to real-time communication platforms, these tools break down geographical barriers and time constraints. They allow for seamless exchange of ideas, data, and feedback. For instance, shared online notebooks can be a great way to collectively jot down ideas, research notes, and observations. Tools like project management software can help you keep track of who is doing what and by when, ensuring that all pieces of your research project are progressing in harmony. Let's delve into some real-life examples with case studies. Picture a team of researchers from different universities working on a climate change project. They used collaborative tools to share real-time environmental data, discuss interpretations, and collectively write research papers. Their collaboration led to groundbreaking insights into climate patterns. Another example is a joint venture between biologists and computer scientists. They used collaborative platforms to combine biological data with computational algorithms, leading to advancements in understanding genetic diseases. But collaboration isn't just about the tools and outcomes, it's also about the process. Effective collaboration involves clear communication, mutual respect, and a willingness to learn from each other. It's about creating a space where different ideas can be discussed openly and where constructive feedback is welcomed. Remember that collaboration can be a powerful strategy in your research toolkit. By combining different perspectives, utilizing digital tools, and fostering an environment of open communication, you can significantly enhance the depth and breadth of your research. We're moving into a really practical segment now. Let's walk through a real-world example of data gathering and interpretation from start to finish. I'll also give you some troubleshooting tips and actionable steps to apply these strategies in your own research. Let's jump right in. Let's start with a practical example. Imagine you're researching the impact of remote work on employee productivity. First, you decide on your methods. Let's say you choose both surveys for quantitative data and interviews for qualitative insights. You design your survey, keeping it concise and focused. Then you conduct interviews, diving deep into personal experiences. Here's where your digital tools come in handy for both distributing surveys and transcribing interviews. Now, on to data interpretation. You analyze your survey results, looking for trends. Maybe you find that productivity increases with remote work. In your interviews, common themes emerge, like the importance of a flexible schedule. You start seeing the full picture, combining numbers with stories. But what if you hit some roadblocks? Common issues like data overload, inconsistent data, or unexpected results can pop up. Let's tackle these. For data overload, the key is to focus. Hone in on the most relevant data. Don't get lost in the sea of information. For inconsistent data, look for explanations. Maybe there's a demographic factor at play. And for unexpected results, don't panic. Sometimes they can lead to the most interesting insights. It's about being open to where the data takes you. Finally, actionable steps. Here's what you can do today. First, clearly define your research question. This guides your entire process. Then, choose your methods wisely. Align them with your research goals. Next, embrace digital tools. They're here to help. And remember, stay objective. Approach your data with an open mind. So there you have it, a start to finish walkthrough of data gathering and interpretation, tips for troubleshooting, and steps you can take right now in your research journey. Let's quickly recap the key points we've covered. We started with data gathering strategies, emphasizing the choice between qualitative and quantitative methods. We talked about using digital tools for efficiency and the importance of ethical considerations. Then we moved on to interpreting your data, focusing on finding patterns, using beginner-friendly software, and maintaining objectivity. We also explored how collaboration can enrich your research and looked at practical examples to bring these concepts to life. I want to offer a word of encouragement to all of you embarking on your data gathering journey. Remember, every big task is just a series of small steps. Stay focused, stay curious, and don't be afraid to dive deep into your research. You're not just collecting data, you're uncovering new insights that can contribute significantly to your field. Before we sign off, a reminder about the resources available through Writers ER. For more in-depth guidance, check out the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less by Dr. Anthony Robinson, who impressively completed 2 dissertations in just 6 months. This playbook is a treasure trove of strategies and tips and can be downloaded from writersER.com/playbook. It's a fantastic resource for anyone looking to streamline their dissertation process. We love hearing from you, so don't hesitate to reach out with feedback or questions. And of course, tune in for our next episode where we'll dive into crafting a compelling dissertation proposal. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. Remember, you've got this and we're here to help. Until next time, keep pushing forward in your academic journey.